For Illinois Issues, I'm Mary Hansen. We know that the two frontrunners for the 2018 governor's race are worth millions, even billions of dollars, but Governor Bruce Rauner, J.B. Pritzker, and candidates for office across the state aren't required to tell voters just how much money they have invested in a certain company. In this week's Illinois Issues In-Depth Report, columnist Charlie Wheeler makes a case for why candidates should have to reveal more information about their finances. I talked with Wheeler about what candidates have to disclose now and what more he'd like to see.
They have to disclose in fairly vague forms a number of different categories. For example, they have to mention any ownership in a company that's doing business in Illinois in which their ownership interest is more than $5,000 or in which they get more than $1,200 in dividends. They have to list the nature of the professional services that they render, but they don't have to spell out to whom those services are rendered, nor do they have to spell out the exact sums for which they are paid. It's really too vague to give people a good sense of what someone's interests are.
Why is now a good time to talk about reforms?
With all this talk about income tax disclosures, potential conflicts of interest of people in the law, in the legislature, having outside business, it might be time to revisit this issue and to see if something could be done. As a matter of fact, the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, which over the years has been a leading advocacy group for ethical changes, has recommended that disclosure be enhanced and that we follow the model that other states have in doing some of these things.
What do other states require that Illinois doesn't?
There are some states, for example, that would require an attorney to say, here are my clients. There are some states that require specific information about what type of business do you have. And as a matter of fact, here in Illinois, the Supreme Court requires much more disclosure for judicial candidates and judicial office holders. That would be a model that shows it's not impossible to do this stuff in Illinois.
Why does it matter if we know how much money a particular representative or senator has invested in a company or who their clients are?
It allows voters to judge whether this person is acting on behalf of the citizenry in general or whether there's maybe some private motive involved. And that's the kind of thing that if people know ahead of time, they can say, oh, look, Wheeler has, he's got a big stake in this factory farm and he's trying to ease the regulations on it. Then they can determine whether this is appropriate or not. The important thing is that people have the information to be able to make that judgment based on their personal criteria for what type of behavior officials should have.
There have been bills to require all candidates to give the same detailed information that judicial candidates give now. One former state representative said those types of requirements would make lawmakers feel like they were, quote, naked in the fishbowl, unquote. With that attitude, is it likely that the legislature would approve stricter rules for themselves?
If you look back at the long history of Illinois and the kind of challenges we've had to public integrity of some of our office holders, you'll see that changes have occurred setting higher ethical bars, but they only occur when the public becomes engaged and I guess enraged by some behavior that's brought to light. It's not done willingly. It's, from my perspective and my experience, it's usually done when, for me as a lawmaker, it's going to be easier for me to vote for this than to take the heat I'll get if I vote against it. So you need that kind of pressure. So I think it's possible if the public wants it.
That was Charlie Wheeler, Director of the Public Affairs Reporting Program at the University of Illinois Springfield. You can find his column now at nprillinois.org. I'm Mary Hansen.